On the phone, we have Kyla Laux. She's a counseling and testing case manager at Albany Med and one of the organizers of a very interesting and unusual event this weekend on Sunday, September 26th. It's called Sacred Time and Space. Welcome aboard, Kyla.
All right. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Sure. Can you tell us a bit about this event?
Yeah, of course. So I work over at Albany Med's HIV medicine clinic. So we've collaborated with the Department of Pastoral Care at Albany Med to celebrate National Faith HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. So this is a national day that happens every August, but we've decided to move it to September just due to scheduling. And we want to make sure that we're being as intentional and as available as possible for folks. But basically the gist of our kind of get together is going to be a virtual space in which folks can log on through WebEx or either calling in through a call-in number from 1 p.m. to 2:30 on Sunday, September 26th. And we're going to kind of have a discussion about HIV and AIDS. It marks 40 years since the HIV and AIDS epidemic started. So we're going to have a little background discussion of that. We're also going to have a space for an interfaith prayer. We have some faith leaders from lots of different faith traditions, from Buddhism to paganism to Christianity. And we're inviting everybody to kind of send their intentions in to for everybody to pray together. And then following that, we're going to have an open discussion where we're going to invite participants to share their stories, if they have personal relationships with their journeys with HIV and faith, or how faith has helped them in their journey of health, or even if folks are, this is their first time kind of interacting in the HIV space, to learn something and to ask from other people. Our goal is to create a space that's accessible, which is why we're going to do it virtually, but also a space that's super welcoming for all people. No matter their background, their sexuality, their gender orientation, anything like that, all folks are welcome. So we're super excited. We're also going to be hosting at-home testing kit giveaways during the couple hours. So folks are going to be able to either request to have one sent to them in the mail, or they can pop by the hospital at any time during like 1 to 3. And we're going to give it away free at-home testing kits, condoms, safe sex material, and lots of resources.
Is this the first time that Albany Med is doing this?
Yep. So this is our first year, but hopefully it will not be our last.
What is the Department of Pastoral Care at Albany Med, which is the co-sponsor?
Yeah, so the Department of Pastoral Care, so this is my first time working with the lovely folks over there, but it's a wonderful collection of pastors and faith leaders and folks from all sorts of different faith traditions to be there in support for folks in the hospital. So they do a lot of work around leading weekly meditations, visiting patients' bedside, last rites, and helping families kind of talk through whatever kind of illness is going on. And so they were really excited to partner with us because HIV and faith communities do have a long history of working together, and they wanted to kind of rebring that to the light. So we're working with one of the pastors who's been a super wonderful member of our team is Reverend Virginia. And she's been awesome. So she's been helping orchestrate the faith side of everything as we're kind of orchestrating the HIV end.
We're on the phone with Kyla Laux. She's the counseling and testing case manager at Albany Med, talking about an event coming up on Sunday, September 26th, online, Sacred Time and Space. I'm old enough to remember the first year of the AIDS epidemic and just the sheer terror that it unfolded for years in this country and around the world. There are so many stereotypes about who the people were who were most likely to get AIDS, and just everything around it was so mysterious, which I think is, to a large extent, explains the fear of it. What's changed in 40 years and what hasn't?
Oh, so good question. So HIV stigma is definitely still prevalent, and I think that's something that we're trying to help address with events like this. Is a lot of folks, their faith plays a huge role in how they live their lives and how they cope with certain news and things like that. And sometimes, and as we know in the past, a diagnosis of HIV can come with a lot of stigma. There's a lot of misconceptions about how HIV is transmitted, and faith communities can be a place of stigma or they can be a place of like wonderful warmth and acceptance. So we're just trying to restart that conversation again. And because I do think that, unfortunately, stigma exists. As somebody who does testing every day, I see it. It's really hard sometimes for folks to come in to get tested based on what they think other people will think. But as far as things that have changed, HIV is so different now. Folks can take one pill a day and be healthier than someone who is HIV negative because they're attending their regular doctor appointments. They can become undetectable, which means their viral load has dropped so low that they can't transmit the virus sexually to anyone else. So it's really cool.
Interesting. And does COVID complicate things for people in your line of work combating AIDS?
COVID has, as with everyone, I'm sure, thrown a wrench in the plans. But the biggest thing that we with our patients and I see day to day is the sheer isolation that COVID has caused. And for a lot of our like long-term survivor folks, you know, a pandemic and an epidemic is not new news to them. And they've already lived through that isolation experience and then having to kind of be thrust back into it again and feeling alone or feeling like all of their resources and the people that they normally connect with aren't there. Can be really hard. So we're doing our best to kind of try to bridge the gap to services and connect people with support groups or host events such as the one on Sunday to give people a space just to hold community and be able to be with somebody else and kind of share their stories or just have a space where they can, you know, feel okay in their skin again.
Well, I've asked you a lot of questions. Is there a question I haven't asked you, something you'd like to say that I haven't thought to bring out?
Not much. I only want to reiterate again that we're welcoming every person, any person of any faith tradition, any background. If you've had a negative experience with faith and because of your diagnosis, come along. We want to hear about it. We want to be here to share that with you. And if you have, you know, a wonderful experience with how faith has encouraged your life and getting better or taking meds, you know, we're here for that too. So, no, it's great. We're so excited to host this, and we hope that this will happen in, you know, every year moving forward, just to be able to offer folks this space to continue that discussion.
And if people want more information about the event and about these issues, can you direct them?
Yeah, so folks can either reach out through on our Facebook page. So if you go to Albany Med Prep, that's P-R-E-P, it'll have all the information to the event as well as services on HIV and a big link to faithaidsday.com, which is the umbrella organization that has started this wonderful day.
And as far as information about how to join the call?
Yep. So if people want to join in, they can either send me an email, which is my last name, Loux, L-O-U-C-K-S, and then the number 1 at A as in Apple, mc.edu, or they can give me a call at 518-264-5839, and I'll send the link on over.
Great. So that's this Sunday, September 26th from 1 to 2:30 p.m., an online event called Sacred Time and Space, a virtual space to share, learn, and listen, an interfaith prayer, open story sharing, and a discussion of HIV/AIDS. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Hudson Walk Magazine. Kyla Laux, we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Steve.